Okay, sir, so your name, please?
Peter.
Peter, and what was your character?
Alonso.
So how much did you know about the character before you approached all of this?
Well, I had seen the play some years ago, but I hadn't really given much attention to Alonso.
And a large part of Shakespeare, it is not really textbook stuff. It is trying to apply your own touches to these characters. So what did you think that you brought to the role personally?
Well, I don't know that I brought anything personally, but the challenge was to be anguished because I'd lost my son and yet remain regal in that that was what the character required.
And I think anyone who saw you, Peter, would probably agree you managed to achieve that. From this side of the stage, what was your impression of the audience reaction? How did the audience appreciate this play?
Well, it was different on each night. Every audience reacted differently, but I think overall the reaction was positive.
And acting out here at Broomgrove, I think it was really important to be an outdoor production and also being based in Wivenhoe. I think by the nature garden, it was just the most superb setting. Was there any particular issues about working at Broomgrove or any challenges here that you had to try and address?
Well, I thought the setting was ideal, but of course, when we had any wind, the trees caused quite a lot of noise, and we had to think about projecting ourselves even more.
And Peter, was there any favourite moment for you across the five shows? Did anything, one little thing stand out where you thought, oh, that's quite special?
Well, at the end of each show, if one had remembered one's lines, you thought, hooray, I've got through it. But the overall thing was that the cast and the directors, who were inspirational, I have to say, the two directors, but the cast came together, and if anybody made a slight mistake, there was no carping at all. We all covered up for each other, and it was a real team effort.
And a final question, Peter. So any advice for people that might be thinking of doing something similar or taking part maybe next year in Wivenhoe?
Well, just give it a go, because it's great fun. Because really, although you're terrified when you're waiting to go on, because you're afraid that you will forget your words, afterwards you get a great buzz if it's gone well and you feel part of a successful effort.
Okay, thank you.